M102 recording length 22 minutes and 19 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 102 Galaxy M102, M101 or NGC 5866, meters 102.jpg, evidently, Messier 102, Million 102, is the last possibly missing, or doubty, Messier object. This means that, based on the observation record of his friend, Pierre McCain, Charles Messier included this object in his catalog without verifying before publication, and it happens that McCain's published position is erroneous. Two opinions on the identity of this object are common. 1. M102 might be a duplication of the spiral galaxy M101, NGC 5457, in Ursa Major, due to a possible error of either the catalog author Messier, or its discoverer, McCain, a view brought up by McCain in a letter of May 1783. 2. Perhaps more probably, due to historical evidence, M102 may be the lenticular galaxy NGC 5866 in Draco, also sometimes called the spindle galaxy, as Messier's catalog description indicates, together with the position he added later by hand in his personal copy. The authors of this page think that there is sufficient evidence that both McCain and Messier have probably observed NGC 5866 in context of this catalog entry. Therefore, it should be considered to take this last missing object back into the catalog. Messier 102. An article on the controversy by Hartmut Frommert. Messier 102 has been considered a missing Messier object for a long time. In semi-recent publications, this entry in Messier's catalog has been frequently taken for a duplication of the preceding one, M101. However, historical evidence tends to favor the view that M102 is identical to the galaxy NGC 5866. French astronomer Charles Messier compiled his famous catalogue of nebulae and star clusters during the years 1758 to 1781, Messier 1781, or 1782 if counting the last editions discovered by his colleague Pierre McCain, which are contained in most modern versions of the catalogue. Besides Messier's own discoveries, this catalog also contains objects known previously, at which Messier had checked the positions, and in particular also the contributions by Pierre McCain, who had been collaborating with Messier in the years before 1781. Contrary to prior and contemporary observers who had a large number of errors, non-existent objects, in their lists, the entries of his catalog correspond to actual astronomical objects in all cases. Perhaps with one exception, his entry number 102, there are positional errors for three other objects, M47, M48, and M91, which could be figured out by the time. In the following, some light will be brought into the case of M102. In spring 1781, Messier and McCain had taken great effort to discover and catalog new nebulous objects. Up to April 13, 1781. A Friday BTW, Messier had checked the positions of 100 objects. At the time, the deadline was approaching for contributions to the French yearbook, the Connaissance des Temps, for the year 1784, where the catalogue was to be published. Therefore, Messier added the last three objects reported to him by McCain without further verification at the end of the catalogue, as number 101, 102, and 103. With the remark that these were communicated to him through M open square bracket answer, McCain, which M. Messier has not yet observed. The printed version of the catalog contains a position only for M101, while for M102 and M103, only descriptions are provided. However, Messier has added positions for both these objects to the personal copy of his catalog, Messier 1781A, see below. It remains to remark that there was always consent about the identity of M101 and M103 because of their descriptions, despite an error of 12 meters or 3 deg in rock and McCain's position for M101, but only M102 became subject of dispute. Messier's description for M102 reads as follows. Messier 1781, p. 267, 102, nebula between the stars Omicron Bootis and Iota Draconis. It is very faint. Near it is a star of 6th magnitude. About 2 years after the entry was made and published, Pierre McCain retracted his discovery and claimed that the observation was an error. a duplicate observation of M101, and a star chart error. On May 6, 1783, he wrote a letter to Burnley of the Prussian Royal Academy in Berlin, which was published twice, first in small circulation in original French, in the Memoirs of the Berlin Academy, Kane 1783, and second in some wider circulation and in German translation by Johann Hilaire Bode in the Astronomisches Jahrbuch for 1786, Bode and Kane 1783, together with other contributions, including observations of the newly discovered planet Uranus. Kane describes his observations of nebulae, as far as they were not already included in Messier's catalogue of 1781. Based on this letter, Helen Sauerhagen 1947, Sauerhagen 1947, Sauer 1948, and Owen Gingerich in 1953, Gingerich 1953, have added the objects M104 to M109 to the modern version of the Messier catalogue. In a short side remark following his nebula discoveries, Kane retracts his discovery of M102 as follows. I will add only that number 101 and 102 on the P267 of the Connaissance Datums 4, 1784 are nothing but the same nebula, which has been taken for 2, by an error in the sky, charts. For the publication in his Astronomisches Jahrbuch for 1786, Bode has rearranged the contents of this letter, put the remark on M102 in a more prominent place near the beginning of Kane's nebula descriptions, and has enhanced it as follows. On page 267 of the Connaissance Datums 6, F1784, Mr. Messier lists under number 102 a nebula, which I have discovered between Omicron Bootis and Iota Draconis. This is a mistake. This nebula is the same as the preceding number 101. Mr. Messier, caused by an error in the sky charts, has confused this one in the list of my nebulous stars communicated to him. Note that Kane, in contrast to Bode, doesn't go into detail about the nature of the chart error, nor assign the error to either Messier or himself. Despite Bode's publication, this reference got virtually forgotten for a long time. The Jahrbuch publication is mentioned only twice in more than 170 years. Edward S. Holden mentions it as source in his Index Catalogue of Books and Memoirs relating to Nebulae and Clusters, Holden 1877, and it was cited again in 1907 in a low-circulation publication by Guillaume Bigourdan, Bigourdan 1907. It was only recovered by Helen Sauerhagen 1947-48, Sauerhagen 1947, Sauer 1948. This view, that M102 is a duplication of M101, was adopted by a number of consequent publications including Owen Gingerich, Gingerich 1960, Kenneth Glenn Jones, Glenn Jones 1968 and 1991, and John Malles and Everett Kremer's Messier album, Malles and Kremer 1978. However, there remain some doubts at Kane's retraction. First of all, both Kane and Messier were very careful observers, indicated by the fact that M102 is the only possible non-object left in the catalog. Also, the descriptions for M101 and M102 differ notably, that for M101 reads, March 27, 1781 101 13 843 meters 28s, plus 55 deg 24, 25, diom 7, a nebula without stars, very obscure and pretty large, between 6. And 7, in diameter, between the left hand of Bootis and the tail of Ursa Major, difficult to distinguish when graticule lit, it appears not necessarily obvious that this is the same object as M102 described above. In addition, Kane has only published his retraction in a letter for the Berlin Jahrbuch, written over 2 years after the publication of the discovery, a fact giving room for speculations anyway. In particular, it was never published in the Connaissance Datums, where Messier's catalogue and supplements were first printed, nor in the volumes of the Paris Academy. Despite the fact that Kane himself has served as editor-in-chief of the Connaissance from 1785 to 1792, issues for the years 1788 to 1794. Eventually, the Messier catalogue has been reprinted unchanged well after 1783, in the Connaissance for 1787, including the entry M102. Moreover, there is a celestial object which perfectly matches Kane's description, Mucholtz 1994, Frommert 1995, However, first note that this description contains an obvious error. Omicron Bootis is about 40 degrees away and south of Iota Draconis. Therefore, it is impossible to locate any particular object from it. Very probably, at least, one of the stars is misprinted due to a writing or printing error. Thus, J.L.E. Dreyer, in Notes and Corrections to the NGC, Appendix to the Ike Catalog, Dreyer 1895, has speculated that Iota Draconis was mistaken for Iota Serpentis. Then M102 could be situated near the position of the faint galaxy NGC 5928 at RA equals 15:25.9, DEC equals plus 18:05, 2000.0. However, this proposition can be waived with great certainty because of its faintness of only 14th magnitude. The faintest objects in Messier's catalog are of about 10th magnitude. More probably, in particular from the similarity of the Greek characters, appears the proposition that Omicron is a misprint and should read Theta, Bootis, as first suggested by Admiral William Smythe in his Bedford catalog, Smythe 1844. In this case, M102 could be a member of a small group of galaxies located in that area, about 3 degrees SW of Iota Draconis. The brightest of these galaxies is NGC 5866, a lenticular galaxy of 10th magnitude, and the only one bright enough for the instruments of the two Frenchmen. It is brighter than the Messier objects M76, M91, M98, and M108, and about equal to M97 and M99. However, SYMTH has proposed a fainter NGC 5879, the galaxy group, called the NGC 5866 group, also contains the famous Edgeon galaxy NGC 5907 and a number of fainter galaxies, asterisk NGC 5866, William Herschel's HI.215, John Herschel's H1909, the brightest of the group at 9.9 MagVis, most probable candidate for M102, asterisk NGC 5907. HII.759, H1917, MAG 10.4, asterisk NGC 5879, HII.757, H1910, MAG 11.6, Smythe identified this as M102, asterisk NGC 5905, HII.758, and NGC 5908, HII.760. MAG 11.7 and 11.8 are nearby background galaxies. NGC 5866 was first proposed for M102 in 1917, independently by Camille Flammarion, who had acquired Messier's personal copies of his catalog and observational notes. Flammarion 1917, also see Flammarion C 1921, and by Harla Shapley and Helen Davis quoting Solani Bailey, Shapley and Davies 1917 and 1918, and has found its way into a number of more recent catalogs including the RNGC, Sulenik and TIFFT, 1973. Moreover, another fact makes NGC 5866 a good candidate for M102, situated close to it, about 1 degree distant and almost exactly to the south, is the 5.25 mag star HR 5635. This star is perfectly suited to help finding the object. Therefore, it is a good candidate for being the star of 6th magnitude, mentioned in McCain's and Messier's description, as it appears probable that McCain wanted to describe a route to his newly discovered object. There is no such helpful star in the neighborhood of M101. So that McCain's description better matches with NGC 5866, suggesting that this may have been the object he had seen in his discovery observation. Even more important for the identification of M102 is historical evidence that Charles Messier has probably observed NGC 5866 when attempting to verify the object number 102. In his personal copy of the catalog, Messier 1781A, Messier has added approximate positions by handwriting for both objects M102 and M103, probably shortly after its publication in 1781. This position was only published in low circulation by Camille Flammarion, who had acquired Messier's personal copy by a happy coincidence. Flammarion 1917, perhaps also Flammarion C1921. The present author has been pointed to these positions by Dr. Dunn Greeley, Greeley 1995, who has also generously provided him with a copy of Messier's personal copy of the catalog. Messier's position for M103 is Ra 1.20, December 61, precessed to modern times. This becomes Ra equals 1:34.6, Dec equals plus 62.1, 2000.0, little more than 1 degree north and very little east to the correct position of this cluster, which is Ra equals 1:33.1, Dec equals plus 60.7. Messier's position for M102, for the approximate epoch 1781, reads Ra 14.40, December 56. C1781, precessed to the epoch 2000.0, Messier's position of M102 becomes Ra equals 14:46.5, Dec equals plus 55.1, 2000.0. As pointed out by Owen Gingerichalidi in 1960, there is no obvious object close to this position which Messier could have seen, and matches Kane's deception. Gingerich 1960. This notion is repeated by Glenn Jones, 1968 and 1991. However, it is interesting that the position lies between the stars Iota Draconis and Theta Bootis, so that it is at least validated that apparently the Omicron in the description is a misprint for Theta. Moreover, as noted by the present author H.F., in late 1995, there is an object which is situated almost exactly 20 minutes, or 5 degrees, in right ascension east, following NGC 5866, which is also little north of that position, an angular distance of almost 3 degrees, Ra equals 15:06.5, Dec equals plus 55.7, 2000.0. A look in the sources suggests that Messier has normally used sky charts with grids of lines every 5 degree, as e.g. his chart showing the path of the comet of 1779. Then a deviation of exactly 5 degrees may have several simple reasons: a wrongly labeled chart, an erroneous look on the neighboring label, a wrong count to an unnumbered tick, etc. Messier had done a similar mistake in data reduction when computing the position of another missing object, M48, which was also measured about 5 degrees false, in that case, in declination. Therefore, it appears probable that Charles Messier has observed NGC 5866 when he measured the position of M102, which he could probably locate without much difficulty because of McCain's accurate description, but due to some reductional error, plotted at exactly 5 degrees west, preceding of its correct position. To summarize, the object that really deserves the designation Messier 102 should be identical to one of the two observed by McCain and Messier, may they be identical or not, as nobody is still alive who has witnessed them during their observation and recording. We can currently not reconstruct what they actually observed. McCain's description gives good evidence that the object M102 could be NGC 5866, which most probably everybody would believe if he had not retracted the discovery in the letter mentioned, or if this letter had stayed forgotten. It may depend on taste to speculate which was erroneous, the observation or the letter. Moreover, Messier has probably observed NGC 5866 and taken it for M102, but again made an error in data reduction. Once more, it is a question of taste if these facts entitle the lenticular galaxy NGC 5866 to bear the designation M102. The authors of this page think that there is sufficient evidence that both McCain and Messier have probably observed NGC 5866 in context of catalog entry number 102. Therefore, it should be considered to take this last missing object back into the catalog. At least, observers who want to go for sure that they observed all Messier objects should thus turn their telescopes to aim NGC 5866. They will be rewarded by quite an easy, beautiful object. Messier's handwritten position for the author of this article: light came into the M102 mystery when Dr. Dunn Greeley communicated to me the handwritten positions Messier had added to his personal copy of the catalogue printed in the Connaissance des Temps for 1784, Greeley 1995. He points out The positions in Messier's catalogue were very faded and difficult to interpret. It was necessary to make a copy of that page so dark that the printing on the page behind it showed through. I made a slide of the page and when projected on a flat white wall showed that M102 was 14.40, in Robin 56. Index M103 was much harder to see but is probably 1.20, in Robin 61. Index now they must be corrected for precision for modern charts. The accuracy of Messier's values is probably indicated by the rough decimals, and in case of M103 more than 1 degree off in declination. This gives an approximate feeling for their accuracy, and is probably the reason why Messier had only penciled them in his private notes. On a closer look at the case of M102, one also fails with a sign error in a positional difference to a nearby star, as it had occurred for M47, or a parallel shift due to taking a wrong reference star or object as for M91, but interestingly, the position is almost exactly at the correct declination for MGC5866 and M101, and it is almost exactly 5 degrees, 20 min, west, preceding, of MGC5866 in right ascension, a fact recognized almost immediately by the present author H.F. when he first learned of this position in late 1995. It is also roughly 10 degrees east of M101, but much less accurately. The 2000.0 positions of MGC5866 and M101 are RA 15:06.5, DEC plus 55.7, and RA 14:03.2, DEC plus 54.3, respectively. Compared to Messier's RA 14:46.5, DEC plus 55.1, 2000.0, note, an alternative hypothesis was brought up semi-recently by Stephen O'Meara, O'Meara 2005. This will be subject to a future discussion here. In the opinion of the present authors, it does not take anything from the historical evidence presented here for M102 being MGC5866. Content car as if said. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.